we actually haven't really noticed. I mean, we get nearly 300 tons a day. Even 1 or 2% increase in the number of plastics, or even maybe like a 10%, wouldn't really be a noticeable difference.
Emily Malik is the city's conservation coordinator. Mountain Fiber Insulation, the company that buys and processes the city's plastic waste, told the Herald Journal at the time of the reduction that they could still process plastic 3 through 7, but it was no longer profitable. Since May, the Logan City Council has not taken any steps to try to ameliorate this issue. Councilman Tom Jensen says the council has been preoccupied with other plastics-related issues.
I think we've been focused on the single-use plastic bag. That passed. We're going to reduce plastic waste significantly with the countywide plan. An incentive program for businesses. Those companies that ignore it will pay a premium, and it'll be a significant premium.
The citywide legislation to reduce plastic bag use is set to go into effect on April 22nd of this year, but may be rescinded if the countywide initiative is adopted following a one-year education program that ends in March. Malik welcomes any change that will reduce the number of plastic bags brought to the landfill.
Plastic bags are difficult in the recycling stream because they end up getting caught in equipment a lot. They end up blowing away. But also, they're difficult to store and ship, and you have to have like really large quantities of plastic bags. It's not always feasible for even a county our size to be able to collect those for recycling.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.